Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 2, Chapter 2, Text Number 20. The title of the chapter is The Lord in the Heart.
Nabhyam stitam hridi adiropyatasma. Nabhyam stitam hridi adiropyatasma. Nabhyam stitim hridi adiropyatasma. Nabhyam stitam hridi adiropyatasma.
Srila Prabhupada ki. The meditative devotee should slowly push up the life air from the navel to the heart, from there to the chest, or from there to the root of the palate. He should search out the proper places with intelligence. Translation responsively quoted by Srila Prabhupada. There are 6 circles of the movement of the life air, and the intelligent bhakti yogi should search out these places with intelligence and in a meditative mood. Among these mentioned above is the Swadhisthana Chakra, or the powerhouse of the life air. And above this, just below the abdomen and navel, is the Manipuraka Chakra. When upper space is further searched out in the heart, one reaches the Anahata Chakra, and further up, when the life air is placed at the root of the palate, one reaches the Vishuddhi Chakra. This is text number 20. Text number 20 and 21, they are related. So this is Srila Prabhupada explains about the Sat Chakra Yoga here. It's very technical. So that's why I just, instead of me blabbering something, whatever Srila Prabhupada says, I just gathered some of the things. So I think instead of, because Sat Chakra Yoga is a very difficult process, but anyway, Srila Prabhupada explains very nicely in the, how the previous authorities, how they have practiced Sat Chakra Yoga. Whether today we are all going to practice Satchakra Yoga or not, Prabhupada explains everything clearly. So we are saved actually. We don't have to follow Satchakra Yoga, just to give a little bit of a hint. So I will just read this text 21 also, because both are connected, because the next this thing is same, following Satchakra Yoga. Because otherwise what will happen, there will be a repetition of the same thing. Whatever we discuss today, same thing is going to be discussed. So I will read this also if you don't mind. Text number 21. Tasmat bhruvor antaram unnayetha niruda saptaya kalo anapeksha stitva muhurtartham akunta drishtir nirbhidhya murdhan visrajet param gatam. Translation by Srila Prabhupada.
Thereafter, the bhakti yogi should push the life air
up between the eyebrows and then blocking the 7 outlets of the life air, he should maintain his aim for going back home, back to Godhead. If he is completely free from all desires for material enjoyment, he should then reach the cerebral hole and give up his material connections, having gone to the Supreme. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The process of giving up material connections and returning home, back to Godhead, the Supreme, is recommended herein. The condition is that one should be completely free from desire for material enjoyment. There are different grades of material enjoyment in respect of duration of life and sensual gratification. The highest plane of sensual enjoyment for the longest period of life is mentioned in Bhagavad Gita 9.20. All are but material enjoyments, and one should be thoroughly convinced that he has no need of such long duration of life, even in the Brahmaloka planet. He must return home, back to Godhead, and must not be attracted by any amount of material facilities. In the Bhagavad Gita 2.59, it is said that this sort of material detachment is possible to attain when one is acquainted with the Supreme Association of Life, Param Drishtva Vivartate. One cannot be freed from material attraction unless he has complete understanding of the nature of spiritual life. The propaganda by a certain class of impersonalists that spiritual life is void of all varieties is dangerous propaganda to mislead the living beings into becoming more and more attracted by material enjoyments. As such, persons with poor fund of knowledge cannot have any conception of the Param, the Supreme. Then try to stick to the varieties of material enjoyments, although they flatter themselves as being Brahman realized souls. Such less intelligent persons cannot have any conception of the Param as mentioned in this verse, and therefore they cannot reach the Supreme. The devotees have full knowledge of the spiritual world, the personality of Godhead, and his transcendental association in unlimited spiritual planets called Vaikuntha Lokas. Here in Akunta Drishti is mentioned, Akunta and Vaikuntha convey the same import. And only one who has his aim fixed upon that spiritual world and personal association with the Godhead can give up his material connections even while living in the material world. This Param and the Param Dhamma mentioned in several places in Bhagavad Gita are one and the same thing. One who goes to the Param Dhamma does not return to the material world. This freedom is not possible even by reaching the topmost loka of the material world. The life air passes through 7 openings, namely 2 eyes, 2 nostrils, 2 ears and 1 mouth. Generally, it passes through the mouth at the time of an ordinary man's death. But the yogi, as above mentioned, who controls the life air in his own way, generally releases the life air by puncturing the cerebral hole in the head. The yogi therefore blocks up all the above mentioned 7 openings so that life air will naturally burst forth through the cerebral hole. This is the sure sign of a great devotee's leaving the material connection. So this is Sukadeva Goswami is explaining to Maharaj Parikshit you are just meditating on like a Lord of the heart. Now this is the how to leave the body. This is also explained. The Vedic scriptures are so comprehensive. The Vedic scriptures not just live, only how to live. Because of the art of living. This is showing art of living also and art of dying also. Okay, this is the beauty actually. The Vedic scriptures are so beautiful. How one should live in this world and how one should die also. Most of the people don't want to talk about death actually, because death is, everyone is fearful. Oh, death, what is going to happen? So they are very, very fearful. But here, Sukadeva Goswami is explaining this is the, how to die also. So this is this subject matter nobody wants to discuss also. So how to live, everybody is coming here. So big crowd will be there, how to live, how to enjoy. But how to die, nobody is interested. Because they just want to bury under the carpet. Because death will come, peaceful death. Sometimes people say, he left body very peacefully. That is not the purpose of living. Purpose of death is not peaceful death. Like, Ante Narayana Smriti. Yes, this is like a thinking about the Lord and leaving the body. That is the perfection of life. Not just peaceful death or passed away in the sleep. That is not our purpose actually. So here, in this section, Sukadeva Goswami is explaining to Parikshit Maharaj, even though we know Parikshit Maharaj is in a very elevated situation, we all know, Parikshit Maharaj doesn't have to follow this Satchakra Yoga or this different Ashtanga Yoga processes, but still it is mentioned here. This is like the similarity is like in Bhagavad Gita 6th chapter, 7th chapter, 8th chapter, like this Lord Krishna also mentions different prescriptions of Ashtanga Yoga. Even though Arjuna was a great devotee, so there is no need for Arjuna to follow that. But still, because for everyone's benefit, is mentioned here. And 5000 years ago, what Arjuna said? This all the yoga system, whatever you have mentioned, Krishna, is very impractical. 5000 years ago, it's very impractical. Now, we have passed 5000 years. Now, if you think that I am also following Ashtanga Yoga, we are also following Satchakra Yoga or Kundali Yoga, then we could understand what is the level of that person. Like, because sometimes people ask this question, why you are chanting this Hare Krishna, this Bhakti Yoga, why can't you follow the Kundali Yoga, Satchakra Yoga? Because just 15 minutes chanting Mahamantra, that only is not possible. What is this Kundali Yoga, this Satchakra Yoga, how it is possible? And if you read the detailed prescription, how one should close this thing, close this hole, close that hole, we are not able to do anything actually. We can't do it. It is very, very impractical actually. So that is why, but again, there are some people who could follow, because maybe some yogis, some in the Himalayas, they may be able to follow. But it is not a process for the common man. That is what Srila Prabhupada says. So we'll just, Srila Prabhupada explains, and in many places, the soul is situated within the heart, and the soul is floating in the different airs. This is the different airs are in the body, like a pranavayu, apanavayu, dhyanavayu, udhanavayu, samanavayu. There are different airs are there in this body, and the soul is floating within that body. Within that. So, the whole aim of this life, or the life is just to purify this soul, because the soul is contaminated. Now we have got into the situation, the material conditioning. So somehow or other the soul has to be come into the purification, and then the soul can go back home, back to God. That is the purpose. So that purpose can be achieved different ways. So one way is doing pranayama, pratyahara, like a different ways. Pranayama means like controlling the breathing process. Like a breathing process, because you take breath and you hold the breath and leave the breath. This is also a process. Sometimes the people think that the devotees don't know all these things. Devotees know. You actually, if you read Srila Prabhupada's books, all these things are, you don't have to go anywhere else. Pranayama yoga, if you want to do, just read Prabhupada's books. Prabhupada's book, everything is. Srila Prabhupada explained what is pranayama. Pranayama means you take the air, inhaling. You just take the air. So this is like a puraka. Puraka means you just take the air and hold the air and then leave the air. Puraka, rechaka, kumbhaka. Puraka, kumbhaka, rechaka. So this is like you take the air and hold it and then leave it. So like this, by controlling the air, what you can do is you can elongate your life. You can increase your life duration. So what do we do with the increased duration of life? More and more self-gratification? No, that we don't want. So that is why devotees are not that much interested in increasing the duration of life. Because duration of life increasing, if you are going to think about Krishna, if you are going to always meditate on Krishna, that is okay, understandable, though you have increased life. But you are just going to more and more self-gratification, more and more sinful activities. What is the use of increase? Better you die now only. That way the sin will be reduced actually, and that there is some hope for purification. So that is, the devotees are not interested. But here, in this particular Satchakra Yoga, it is Srila Prabhupada mentions, this is a way of purification of the soul. This is like a life way, like Srila Prabhupada. I have to keep on referring to the Bhagavad Gita, because this is like a, I don't want to, this is a very technical subject. I don't want to say something and get sidetracked, so I just read text 8 from Bhagavad Gita. Srila Prabhupada many places mentions about Satchakra Yoga. I just only selected 2 or 3. So in chapter 8, Srila Prabhupada mentions about Satchakra Yoga very nicely. This is Bhagavad Gita as it is, text chapter 8, text number 10. Pranayana kale manasa chalena bhaktya yukta yoga balena chaiva bhur madhye pranam avisheya samyak satam param purusham upaiti divyam. One who at the time of death fixes his life here between the eyebrows and by the strength of the yoga with an undeviating mind engages himself in remembering the Supreme Lord in full devotion will certainly attain to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. In this verse, it is clearly stated that at the time of death, the mind must be fixed in devotion to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. For those practiced in yoga, it is recommended that they raise the life force between the eyebrows to the Agya Chakra. The practice of Satchakra Yoga involving meditation on the six chakras is suggested here. A pure devotee does not practice such yoga, but because he is always engaged in Krishna consciousness, at death he can remember the Supreme Personality of Godhead by his grace. So this is Satchakra Yoga is like a, it is elsewhere Srila Prabhupada mentions, like in Srimad Bhagavatam also. This is how this life force can be raised from this, like from the navel, from the abdomen, from the here, chest, throat, and finally it comes to the eyebrow. So this is like a raising of the life here. This is the whole idea of the Kundali Yoga. It's like raising of the life here from these different places and bring it to the eyebrow, and then the yogi can just leave the body through cerebrum. So this is like this is what most of the time Srila Prabhupada mentions, people leave the body, the soul leaves the body through the mouth actually. This is an ordinary people's death. But the people who are yogis, they raise the life here and then the soul leaves through the kapala. This is like through the cerebrum it goes out. This is another way of liberation, like getting. So Srila Prabhupada continues here in this persons who are learned in the Vedas, who utter Omkara, and who are great sages in the renounced order, enter into Brahman. Desiring such perfection, one practices celibacy. I shall now briefly explain to you this process by which one may attain salvation. Purport. Lord Krishna has recommended to Arjuna the practice of Satchakra Yoga, in which one places the air of life between the eyebrows. Taking it for granted that Arjuna might not know how to practice Satchakra Yoga, the Lord explains the process in the following verses. So if somebody wants to follow Satchakra Yoga, then they have to continue reading this. Because it's a very difficult prescription. The Lord says that Brahman, although one without a second, has various manifestations and features, especially for the impersonalist. The Akshara or Omkara, the syllable Om, is identical with Brahman. Krishna here explains the impersonal Brahman into which the renounced orders of sages enter. So this is again Srila Prabhupada explains about how this Satchakra Yoga is practiced by some of the yogis. Actually it is mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam, even Sati Devi, you know, the Sati Devi, Lord Shiva's wife. So she also practiced this. It is mentioned here. When she is quitting the body, I'll just this is some reading from little bit from Canto 4, Chapter 4, Text Number 25. First of all, she sat in the required sitting posture. Then she carried the life air upwards and placed in the position of equilibrium near the navel. Then she raised her life air, mixed with intelligence, to the heart, and then gradually towards the pulmonary passage, from there to between her eyebrows. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The yogic process is to control the air passing within the body in different places called Satchakra, the six circles of air circulation. The air is raised from the abdomen to the navel, from the navel to the heart, from the heart to the throat, from the throat to between the eyebrows, and from between the eyebrows to the top of the cerebrum. That is the sum and substance of practicing yoga. Before practicing the real yoga system, one has to practice the sitting postures, because this helps one in the breathing exercises, which controls the airs going upwards and downwards. So this is again, not that the yoga was not practiced, like even Sati Devi, she wanted to quit her body, because she got the body from Daksha, that is why she was called Dakshayani. So Daksha was very, very envious of Lord Shiva, and then he was making a lot of offenses against Lord Shiva. So Dakshayani or Mother Sati, she wanted to quit that body, because this body I got from Daksha, I just want to quit this body. So when quitting that body, she used this Satchakra Yoga, that method. So it is possible to quit this body like that also. But Srila Prabhupada always explains, so the devotees, they don't want to quit this body like this. Srila Prabhupada explains, and Lord Krishna in the 8th chapter is explaining, there are various ways of quitting this body. In the light, in the darkness, in the different prescriptions are there. But the devotee is not concerned, because whenever the devotee leaves this body, Krishna is making the arrangement for the devotee. So this is very, very interesting. It's Bhishma Dev was a great yogi. And he is a great devotee also. And he knew all the Satchakra Yoga and all these things. But what he was doing was, he was not practicing that. He was just waiting for Lord Krishna to appear, and then he just wanted to quit his body. So this is the way the devotee is always interested in quitting the body, thinking about Lord. Antakale chamam eva smaran mutva kalevaram ya prayati cha madbhavam yadi natra atra samshaya. Lord Krishna says, Antakale Chamameva. That at the time of death, just remember Krishna. Antakale Chamameva. Smaran Mutva Kalevaram. This smaran means thinking about the Lord, and Kalevaram. This body, if somebody quits this body, then he will reach this supreme abode. So this is the way. So the Satchakra Yoga is mentioned also. But only thing is, not everybody will be able to follow or practice this Satchakra. And it is interesting, Prithu Maharaj, he was also a Sakti Avesh Avatar. Prithu Maharaj followed this Satchakra Yoga also. So this is not like we should not follow or something, but he followed also. So I'll just have a little bit of reference about Prithu Maharaj following that, and then we'll continue. It's not, the class is not finished, we're just reading the references first. So again, Prithu Maharaj, this is Canto 4, 23, text number 14. When Maharaj Prithu practiced a particular yoga sitting posture, he blocked the doors of his anus with his ankles, pressed his right and left calves, and gradually raised his right ear upward, passing it on the circle of his navel, up to his heart and throat, and finally pushed it upward to the central position between his two eyebrows. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The sitting posture described here is called Mukta Asana. The yoga process, after following the strict regulative principles controlling sleeping, eating and mating, one is allowed to practice the different sitting postures. The ultimate aim of yoga is to enable one to give up his body according to his own free will. So this is very important. Srila Prabhupada makes this point. The ultimate aim of yoga is not just like to make the body fit and enjoy self-gratification. Like that's the most of the people, they understand yoga like this. Most of the people understand in the office of, I'm also doing yoga. So they think the yoga means going to the gym and then doing some exercise. Then they think that is a yoga. That is not yoga. That is one part of the yoga. Exercise is one part of the yoga. The ultimate aim of yoga is to enable one to give up his body according to his own free will. So Chaitamara, whenever you want to die, you can die. We don't have that option. We just, we have to die when we have to die. But this is like one his own free will. Whenever you want to die, you can die. One who has attained the ultimate summit of yoga practice can live in the body as long as he likes, or as long as he is not completely perfect. Leave the body to go anywhere within or outside the universe. So the yogi gets an opportunity. Wherever he wants to go, he can decide. So like this is like a, you can meditate, like a, you want to go to New York, you can go to New York. You want to go to London, you can go to London. Like how you do, the same way the yogi, I want to go to the moon planet, I want to go to the sun planet, I want to go to the Mars. That is not the way to go. The way to go is this, by just meditation. The mind can go. See, I'm sitting here, you can think about New York, I can think about Trichy. The mind immediately goes there. But the soul, even more faster. If you want to go, there is a process. That's why Srila Prabhupada explained. The process is how to transfer the soul from this body and whatever we... But for that you need practice. Not that everybody wants to go to Vaikuntha. Yes, I also want to go to Vaikuntha. But we have to prepare. We have to prepare ourselves to go to Vaikuntha. Because we go into Vaikuntha and then maintain the same mentality there, it's not going to be useful. So the same politics, everything will come there. So that is not going to be, we won't be given entrance into Vaikuntha. So that is not possible. So we have to prepare. So that is why Srila Prabhupada says here, one who has attained the ultimate summit of yoga practice can live in the body, and as long as he likes, as long as he is not completely perfect, leave the body to go anywhere within the outside universe. Some yogis leave their bodies to go to the higher planetary system and enjoy the material facilities therein. However, intelligent yogis do not wish to waste their time within this material world at all. They do not care for the material facilities in higher planetary systems, but are interested in going directly to the spiritual sky, back home, back to Godhead. Okay, this is the option is given. Yes, you can go to interloka, chandraloka, this loka, that loka, where the material facilities are so vast. If you think here the material facilities are there, it's a thousandfold more. And there also you can go. If you want, you can go. But there is a where you have to go. You can't just get into the Sputnik and then go. I was reading, people are now only they have booked their registration for living in Mars. What? How do you go to Mars? Because they think, okay, the moon planet, there's a real estate is catching up in moon. This is all like a humbug. This is a humbug. How you can go to the moon planet, how you can go to the Mars planet just by registering in your Hawking Stewart or something like that. You register and then you go. You can't go like that. You have to go by the process, by process of yoga. This process, yoga process you have to go. Not just by you pay some dollars and register and I will go to Mars planet. You can't go like that. There is a way you have to go. And that way is mentioned. Srila Prabhupada mentions like a Yanti Deva, Vata Deva, Pitru Yanti Pitru Prita, Bhutani Yanti Bhutejya, Mad Bhakta Yajinopima. You want to worship the Devata, you can go to the Devata planet. You worship the Pitru, you go to the Pitru planet. You worship the me, and then you can come back to me. So this is the process of going, not the way of mechanical arrangement. You can't go like that. So Srila Prabhupada explains, from the description of this verse, it appears that Maharaj Parikshit had no desire to promote himself to the higher planetary systems. He wanted to return home immediately, back home, back to Godhead. Although Maharaj Prithu stopped all practice of mystic yoga after realizing Krishna consciousness, he took advantage of his previous practice and immediately placed himself on the Brahmaputra platform in order to accelerate his return to Godhead. So why he did that? Not just like some show off. Some people, they want to show off, like I'm doing such a career. No, not. He wanted to accelerate his the journey to back home, back to Godhead. That is what he said. He said he placed himself in the Brahmabhuta platform. What is the Brahmabhuta platform? Like Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita. What is the definition? Brahmabhuta, prasannatma, na sochati, na kamshati, sama sarveshu bhuteshu, mad bhaktim labate param. The Brahmabhuta platform is like a is Brahmabhuta prasannatma na sochati na kamshati. He is not lamenting, he is not hankering. No hankering, no lamentation. So because the hankering and lamentation is there, then we have to come back to this material. So this is like a Brahmabhuta platform is na sochati na kamshati mat then na sochati na kamshati mat. Madhvati Labadeva, na sochati na kanchati, they fall asleep. He starts snoring. Like this is the sometimes people think, like no sochati na kanchati, then what will you do? Keep on sleeping. No. Na sochati na kanchati, samasarveshu bhuteshu, equal to everyone. Madhvati Labadeva. Then he engages in pure devotional service. This is what the, actually that is what the thing starting. When the starting point is when the sochati and kanchati, that is finishing, then only the pure devotional service starts. So here, Srila Prabhupada explains, the Brahmabuddha platform, in order to accelerate his return to Godhead, the aim of this particular system of asana, known as the sitting posture for liberation or mukta asana, is to attain success in Kundalini Chakra and gradually raise the life from Mooladhara to Swadhisthana Chakra, then to the Manipurada Chakra and the Anagada Chakra, the Visuddha Chakra, and finally to the Agya Chakra. When the yogi reaches the Agya Chakra between the two eyebrows, he is able to penetrate the Brahma Rantra or the hole in his skull. It's very mind-boggling how these things can happen, but it is possible. If you practice, it is possible. So this is like a, it is mentioned how the navel, from the navel, it is Mooladhara. This is a beginning. Mooladhara to Swadhisthana, the next stage, and then Manipuraka, then Anagata, and Vishuddha, and Agyachaka. So this Agya, and then if you want, you can take the soul and leave the body to the cerebrum. When the yogi reaches the Agya Chakra between the two eyebrows, he is able to penetrate the Brahma Rantra or the hole in the skull and go to any planet he desires up to the spiritual kingdom of Vaikuntha or Krishna Loka. So he can desire. You can desire to go there. You can go to the Loka Chakra. All the Lokas, everything is possible. This is the way to go. Not just getting into the Sputnik or some spaceship and then go. No, that is not the way to go. This is the way to transfer oneself to the, Srila Prabhupada explains the journey to higher planetary systems. This is the way to go. And however, so the conclusion is that one has to come to the Brahmabhuta stage for going back to Godhead. However, those who are in Krishna consciousness or who are practicing Bhakti Yoga, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Pada Sevanam, can return to Godhead without even practicing the Mukta Asana process. The purpose of Mukta Asana practice is to come to Brahmabhuta stage. For without being on Brahmabhuta stage, one cannot be promoted to the spiritual sky. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 14.26, Mam Chayo Vyabhicharena Bhakti Yogena Sevate Sa Gunam Samati Taitan Brahmabhuyaya Kalpate. The Bhakti Yogi practicing Bhakti Yoga is always situated on the Brahmabhuta stage. Brahmabhuta, Brahmabhuyaya Kalpate. If a devotee is able to continue on the Brahmabhuta platform, he enters the spiritual sky automatically after the death and returns to Godhead. So with all this Satchakra Yoga and all these things, finally you have to come to the Brahmabhuta stage. But a devotee, by just practicing the devotional service to Krishna, he is completely in Brahmabhuta state. Mam chayo abhyavicharena bhakti yogena sevate sa gunam samadhi taitan brahmabhuyaya kalpate. So this is same purpose is achieved by just practicing bhakti yoga. Pure devotional service to Krishna, that places one in the Brahmabhuta state. So whether you do Satchakra Yoga and come up to the Brahmabhuta state, or whether you do pure devotional service or Brahmabhuta state, but the point is Satchakra Yoga and coming to the Brahmabhuta state is still very, 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 very tedious process. But Bhakti Yoga process, Susutam Kartam Avyayam. That Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, this is like a devotional service is Susutam. Are we finding any difficulty? They just come here, have a darshan of the Lord, and then enjoy whatever the association of the devotees, and prasadam, and chanting, dancing, kirtan. Satchakra Yoga, nothing. Satchakra Yoga, you have to start thinking about the holes, how to close all the holes. First you close the eyes, close the mouth, close this, and you say, everything you have to close. How to do that? This is like we are a living entity. We want to do something. We are very, very active, and a very, very difficult process. That's why now it is difficult. This yoga, it is very difficult. That's why Arjuna says, all these yoga prescriptions you have described, very, very difficult. This is like, it's not very practical for me. This I am not able to follow. Why? Sanchalam ki manak. The mind is very, very flickering. Sanchalam ki manak Krishna, pramati balavad dridam, tasyaham nigraham manye, vayur evacha dushkaram. This is like Arjuna is saying, I am a warrior, I can control the wind, but I cannot control the mind. So mind is so difficult to control, very obstinate also. You can see sometimes Especially the book distributors would have seen how the mind is very obstinate. Like you try to give somebody something, immediately they have their own conceptions. They just don't want. Somebody yesterday, like somebody who are giving Mahaprasadam. No, I don't want. That's good. We are not giving, asking you money. You are giving something, people are not ready to take. That's so obstinate. Very, very obstinate. Very difficult. So that is the way. But and now you want to follow how you can do Chachakra Yoga. It's very difficult. So Srila Prabhupada continues here. Consequently, a devotee need not feel sorry for not having practiced the Kundali Chakra or not penetrating the six chakras one after another. Srila Prabhupada gives us a solace here. We don't have to. But if you read all these things, you will see like, oh, how am I going to follow Satchakra Yoga? What will happen now? You don't have to worry about it. That's why Srila Prabhupada says, a devotee need not feel sorry for not having practiced the Kundali Chakra or not penetrating the six chakras one after another. As far as Maharaj Prithu was concerned, he had already practiced this process. And since he did not want to wait for the time when his death would occur naturally, he took advantage of the Satchakra penetration process and thus gave up the body according to his own free will and immediately entered the spiritual sky. So, why Maharaj? Then you will ask, why did Maharaj Prithu follow? Why can't I follow? No, Maharaj Prithu followed because Maharaj Prithu is a Sakti Avesh avatar. And also, he wanted to return back home quickly. He doesn't want to wait. He doesn't want to wait till the normal the process. So he just, that's why he did that. So Srila Prabhupada gives us this special benediction that devotees don't have to worry about. Because by performing devotional service, devotee is already on that platform. Already is in the Brahma-Bhuta platform. What you are going to achieve by doing all these different prescriptions and everything, your devotee already achieves that. Already is there in that platform. So that is why it is not that the devotee has to go through all this whole thing, understand all the technicalities, all the where the chakras are mentioned, how to raise the life there. As far as we are concerned, we understand all this. Not that we don't understand, but the prescription is very difficult for this. That's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says this process is very, very difficult. So the path process is Kirtaniya Sadahari. So this is that's why the different yugas, different processes were there. Like Hridaya Dhyayato Vishnu, Tretayam, Yajato Makai, Dvapare Paricharyayam, Kalota Hari Kirtana. The Kali Yuga, only Hari Kirtana will work. Nothing else will work. Nothing else will work. Because this is this Kali Yuga, so many doshas are there, so many problems are there, all other processes will fail. All other processes, 5,000 years ago only it was difficult. For Arjuna, 5,000 years ago, the society was in a very stable condition where you can follow all this prescription. Even at that time, Arjuna refused to follow that. Correct? Because at that time, now what is the possibility? One has to remain celibate. How can one remain celibate? This is very, only few people remain like that. Not the majority of the people cannot follow this process. So that is why these processes are mentioned, not that, okay, this is a bona fide process also. It's not that, oh, it is a bogus, no. It is not bogus process, it is a bona fide process, but it is a tedious process. So, given a choice, there is a tedious process and there is a susukam kartam avyayam. Which one will you take? Why to go through all the trouble, all this different ashtanga yoga, different closing all the holes and this and that. And finally, after that, after doing all these things, you may get sidetracked also. This is another problem actually. You do all these things, when you are about to go, then immediately you will take a detour into Indraloka, finished actually. But here we won't. Krishna is protecting. Krishna says, Krishna protects the devotees. He says like Ananyas Chintayat Yomam, E Jana Paripasate, Tesham Nityavi Yuktanam, Yogakshema Mahami. That Krishna protects because he is engaged in Krishna's devotional service. Whenever there is where the devotee is going to be, Krishna immediately gives the intelligence. Oh, wake up, Krishna gives that intelligence so that devotee can somehow or other come back to the normal state. Even though sometimes there is something can happen to the devotee, but Krishna guarantees that. No, Krishna, even though there is a little bit of deviation can happen, little bit of deviation, but Krishna immediately makes up this. That's why whatever the devotee lacks, Krishna carries that. Because this is Krishna's very special benediction. Whatever the, he is, for whom? Ananyas Chintayan Tyoma. Because I am always thinking about Krishna. The same thing, satatam, always thinking about Krishna. And then Krishna is also looking after the devotee like anything. Like we have so many examples, like Prahlad Maharaj, Guru Maharaj, Ambarish Maharaj. All these people, they are like a look after the Krishna everywhere. All the throughout Srimad Bhagavatam, so many instances are there where Lord Krishna looked after the devotee every time. Every single time Krishna looks after. Krishna completely looked after them and make sure that went back home, back to God. So our going back home, back to God is looked after by Krishna. But only thing, our business is we do the Krishna's business. Whatever they do, whatever we have to do for Krishna, we do, and Krishna looks at. Like Srila Prabhupada, once he was walking, just climbing the stairs, and then this one, this is some nail or something. Srila Prabhupada, watch out. And Srila Prabhupada looked back. You watch out. I am looking after you, you look after me. This is like I am looking after the spiritual well-being. Whatever needed for my material thing, you look at. So he said, Prabhupada, watch out. Like Prabhupada said, like immediately turns back. So you watch out, actually. You watch out because the spiritual master is going. You look after for that name. You have to look after. So same way, when we do Krishna Seva, Krishna is looking after. Krishna is looking after. Because Krishna is also looking after how he can, like we had that Radhashtami, I was thinking of this story, where Srimati Radharani is, when Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami, that, they were there, that, so one day Rupa Goswami thought, if I can get some nice boga, nice vegetables and other, I can cook a feast and I can offer to Sanatana Goswami. He was thinking like that. When he was thinking like that, this one village girl came, like, Babaji, this, please take all this milk and all that. So he thought, oh, very good. I thought I was thinking about that, and then this girl is giving, and he started cooking everything, and then invited Sanatana Goswami to come. So Sanatana Goswami came, and he saw the big feast and everything. So where did you get all these things from? So then, this is how one village girl came in the morning. I was thinking, and then one village girl came and gave this thing. She was very beautiful. Then he started describing the beauty. Then Sanatana Goswami said, no, that is none other than Srimati Radharani. You have murdered me. You have taken service from Srimati Radharani, and then you are cooking all these things. He was very, very upset, because we are here to serve Srimati Radharani, and now you have taken service from her. So this is like a, they are also, Krishna is looking after opportunities, how I can give some seva to the devotees actually. And this is the way, but we have to be looking after how I can give some seva to the Lord. That is our only mood actually. Not that is what we can get from Gornitai, what we can get from, because then we don't want to go with the shopping list, you know, like stand in front of Gornitai, like 1, 2, 3, 4, no. You do render devotion service, they give more than what we desire and what we deserve actually. Sometimes they give more than what they deserve also because of their causeless mercy. So our duty is just like somehow or other render devotion service, and they provide. Eko bahuna, yo vidhati. They provide everyone. Why not they provide for the devotee? They will provide. So we have to have that conviction. And this, the yoga system is there, yes, very nice, but the thing is, it's not practical for this age. So we just understand that. Sometimes in the discussion, like people ask these questions, we have to know the process, the qualified process, but it is not practical to follow in this age. It is very difficult, the prescription is very difficult. So we just follow the easiest process of Sankirtana. Yeah, this is a chanting holy name of Krishna, and then this process is very easily performed, and the benefit is the same. So the beauty is not like Satchakra Yoga, where you are going to reach, and the Brahmabhuta state, same thing you will reach by just performing pure devotional service. So, and guaranteed, this is guaranteed. Satchakra Yoga is no guarantee, because if you do little mistake, that's it. Again, punar musika bhava. Again, you come back to the situation where again you have to start. So we don't want to do that. We want to follow this process of pure devotional service, which is a guaranteed process and protected. Our go back home, back to God, it is protected by the Lord. So we, even though the prescriptions are there, but we take the easiest process of devotional service. Let's stop here. If there's any questions or comments. Yes, Prabhu.
You are talking about love, which are you talking about unalloyed?
Yes,
opposite to that, we have Mishra Bhakti. So we have Karma Mishra, Yama Mishra. So, what is Yoga Mishra Bhakti? How can we understand and what are the changes of yoga? It's like we sometimes want to do our own chanting, seclusion, and our own sadhana. Is that like a mixture, Yoga Mishra Bhakti?
Definitely we have to do some sadhana, we have to do some this thing, but also our process is like we are Goshtiyanandi, we are not just Bhajanandi. We just, yes, we want to do our sadhana, our service and our process, but same time we have to give, we have a higher responsibility of giving our process to others also. So sometimes when we feel like somebody will be chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Prabhuji, there is some help in the kitchen. Oh, I'll finish my chanting and then come. Because you are chanting means you are asking for service. Krishna, Srimati Radha, at least engage me in your service. The service is coming. Now I say I'm chanting Hare Krishna. Yeah, no, I'm not making fun or anything. Yes, we have to do our rounds, but we have to plan our sadhana, plan our reading in such a way that we do our reading also, we do our chanting also, and whenever the seva opportunity comes, we have to jump in. The seva may not come again. Because, Prabhu, when I finish my 16th round, the service is there. Service is not there. I haven't finished my 16th round. You finish your 16th round, but service is gone actually. So, what we have to do is, we have to be intelligent and we have to be shrewd. Like a service comes, yes, we'll take the service and we'll do, but not at the cost of sadhana also. That is also important. Not that, oh, I have been doing 24 hours, I have been doing service, so I could not do my any sadhana, I could not chant my rounds. And there is exception actually. There is one devotee, Srila Prabhupada, there is a cook in Srila Vrindavan Dham. Srila Prabhupada told, he was cooking all the time, was in the kitchen, doing seva for the Lord. Srila Prabhupada made a concession, you don't have to chant 16 hours. Whatever you are doing, whenever you are cooking, keep on chanting, that is sufficient. But it is only for him. We can't say that, oh, Prabhupada said, okay, I am also in the kitchen, I don't have to know. We can't take the prescription like that. It's only, this is like a, acharya can make some concession for few, sometimes, but general practice is, yes, we have to concentrate on the sadhana, and if because seva opportunity comes, yes, because more important is like sadhana, seva is more important. Because if a seva comes, automatically the purification happens. This is a nice story. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj, to meet Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj, there was one vice chancellor of Banaras Hindu University. Banaras Hindu University Vice Chancellor, he wanted to see Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj and he wanted to ask some philosophical questions. He had some philosophical questions and doubts he wanted to clarify. So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj was busy. He said there were some people who were working in the deity room or some, not deity room, that some, like a paraphernalia room. They were doing some washing or something. So you please help a little bit there. So he is a Vice Chancellor. So this is like asking, person came here? Janmashtami?
Dead Value.
Ask Dead Value to wash some of the plates for the Lord in the this thing. How he will feel actually. So this is like a Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj asked that Banaras Hindu University Vice Chancellor to go to the paraphernalia room and wash some of the paraphernalia. And he knew Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj said there is something. So he went and washed all these things. And then after half an hour, then he, please call. Please come, you ask the questions. He said, my questions are already answered. He got already answers to the questions. Because this is the process is, seva muki jivalo swayam eva spuratyata. By doing seva, Krishna reveals actually. You don't have to go and ask, because your question, sometimes the question will come, but the question is already answered by engaging in devotional service to Krishna. So that way, yes, but that is not the excuse. Oh, I was engaged in seva, so I didn't do my 16th round. I didn't do my reading. That is not the excuse. So a devotee should be like balancing that seva and also service. That way we don't get into this. But the more we try to give, and then Krishna gives us the, this is like a, Yayitam Pramam Guhyam Madbhakteta Vidashyati. When you give, Krishna is very, very happy and then he will reinforce our understanding and then our devotion will be very steady. I don't know whether directly answered the question, but that's seva is important and also sadhana is also equally important. Any please comments to please? Any comments on the point, please? Thank you very much. Grantharat Srimad Bhagavatam ki
jai.
Srila Prabhupada ki
jai.